Welcome to the Yarn Inks podcast. This is episode 3, Mellow Cream. I'm Christine, and I'll be your host. Today is Halloween, a very special day, of course, but it's also exciting for me for another reason, because November is almost here, and I decided that November was going to be my big month to refresh my sights. And so this podcast will also be part of the festivities. So I have to say, my podcast today is being powered by Mellow Creams. Back when blogging software was first coming out, everybody was putting on the bottom of their site, powered by MuleType or Blogger or Gray Matter or whatever it was at the time. And so when I went to write down Mellow Cream in my notebook for today, I thought, well, it would be funny to say that the Yarnings podcast was powered by Mellow Cream, because I do have a bag of candy corn and a bag of little pumpkins sitting on my desk with me now. They are my very favorite Halloween candy. So for today's podcast, we're going to rearrange things a little bit just to go with my launchiness theme. So you'll hear a little bit about my crafty biz. You'll get what I'm yarning, insight into Christine's kitchen, some geekiness, of course, some giggling probably throughout. It's becoming such a nice part of my week to spend time with my microphone thinking about all of my friends listening to the podcast. So thanks. Just what is a crafty biz? So for our special feature today, I want to talk a little bit about my crafty biz. So I've made a giant effort to make new styles of photography that better fit my style and how I want my business to reflect me. And I've also created several new lines, and I'm going to be releasing those on November 1st. And those, as well as all of my existing products, are on my Etsy site, which is kadylbe.etsy.com. That's K-A-D-Y-E-L-L-E-B-E-E. It's my initials, all spelled out. And at the same time as I release these new lines, I am going to be releasing a pattern. The biggest line that I'm adding to my Etsy shop is the Wren shawl, W-R-E-N, like a little bird. And I'm also releasing the pattern on Etsy and Ravelry. So those knitters out there who think that this would be a shawl that would fit them, their personality, and maybe that's you, you can now buy the pattern. I've spent a lot of time making this a great pattern. I've test knitted it many, many times at this point. And there are written and charted instructions so that people who prefer one way or the other will get the option to knit the pattern. And since it's a shawl, we've got a lot of different versions of how you could drape the shawl around you that is so versatile. So I love that about it, and I wear mine all the time. As I've been getting ready to do this launch, I've been reading a lot of other people with crafty businesses' views on their launches. And one that stood out to me, of course, is Tara Swiger, who made a very interesting typo one day when telling her friends about her launch and instead called it a brunch. And I thought that was adorable. So now she refers to all of her launches as she's having a brunch. And that seems like a really good way to think of it, that it doesn't have to be a jump off a cliff kind of launch. It can be a nice, relaxed, planned out way to just share what you're doing with your friends, kind of like what I'm doing here with the podcast. So it all fits, and I'm pretty excited to be at this point of my business. I'm hoping still to be at a craft fair, the Crafty Wonderland in Portland, that I was hoping that I would get into. I didn't, so I'm looking around for what plan B is. So if you know any wonderful Portland, Vancouver area bazaars that you've been to, I'm collecting ideas for what I'll fill this year with, or maybe what I'll look towards for next year. So let me know. Thanks.
What is Christine yarning?
If you're new to the podcast, yarnings is my way of describing anything that I do with wool, whether it's knitting or crocheting, or in the future, maybe spinning or even weaving or anything. And it's a word that my niece came up with. Went and gathered up all of the things that I've been knitting this week so I could have them in front of me while I talk to you. And first off is my Christine in the Fall socks. This is the TDTU top down toe up pattern from Rachel at Knit Sense and Erin of Anatomy of Knitting. And I am almost to the point where I can start to heel. And that's always exciting, especially on this sock because I'm just making it plain stockingette. So there hasn't been any change in the pattern as I've been going along. It's just a plain foot. So I did a couple inches of that during knit group this week. My primary project this week was actually finishing one more of my Wren shawls. I wanted to double check all of the numbers in my chart, and so I figured I would go ahead and knit it with the last skein of Stroll Tonal that I had. I got a skein of it on discount because it was not quite as colorful. The colorway is Grasshopper, and it's just very subtle color differences as you go through, and that made it really nice. All of the other ones I've done so far have been either hand-painted yarn or a tonal that really has more color differentiation. So this one I was kind of inspired because Rachel from Knit Sense was talking about trying on wedding dresses and bringing her shawl with her. And it had me thinking, hey, I should make one that is a little less colorful because it would look really, really pretty over either a bridesmaid dress or even a wedding dress. So I actually got my wedding dress out of the closet this week so I could take some pictures of this new shawl on top of that, and they turned out really pretty. I am quite impressed. So that took me a nice handful of hours. But it's nice to have one more for my collection. I'll have one more to either wear as an example, or it might get listed tomorrow with everything else. I'm not sure. I don't have any pictures except for the wedding dress ones, so it might wait till the next big photo shoot. So then, besides that, I started on a hood, which kind of came from my talking last week on the show. I just started subtly designing something and we'll see where it goes. I didn't get particularly far on it until last night when I was watching Red, the Werewolf Hunter with Felicia Day on Syfy. It was goofy, but it was good knitting time, you know? Sometimes you just gotta watch the goofy things, and Halloween weekend, you can't really go wrong with a werewolf movie. Although I'm really in the mood to watch the Twilight movies again. They are sitting on my desk, and I cleaned off my desk this morning, and so I can really see Edward and Bella staring at me from their DVD covers. But I really should wait till Eclipse comes out so I can watch all three in a row. That would be super duper exciting. But I'm getting sidetracked. So let's see. I also worked on finishing a purse that I made for the shop, and it is one big long strip of about 24 stitches in garter stitch, and I've curved it around and added on short row panels to make it square, and it turned out really cute. I'm really impressed. I think this one will sell really nicely. I used two different colors of Noro Yuzen, it's Yuzen, and Little Knits in Seattle. They're an online store. They had a bag sale. And so I've gotten several different colors through that. And so I tried alternating colors from two skeins to make the long strip. And it was very subtle because the colors were similar. But you can definitely see the striping, and really, really a fun idea. I definitely am going to try this again. And then it's just got a simple garter stitch handle on it that turns it into a V on the top. And I think I need a button. I have some magnets, and I thought about closing it with magnets on the inside and the flap. But I think a button is going to work better. So what I'd really like is like a bone button or something like that to fit on here. But I don't think I have any more of those from my last button purchase. So that one's not quite done, but it's close. So I think that's all of the yarnings that I did. Oh, I finished a scarf during knitting. Just another simple one for the shop. And then on Tuesday night, I got a chance to teach some knitting. My brother's girlfriend, Brittany, came over and I helped her cast on, and then I showed her how to do regular garter stitch, and she was doing really good. She really is catching on, and so it was cool for me. I felt rewarded to see her doing so well, and even though she came back a few days later still with questions, and we got her cast on again and started up, and she got going again. So I think she's really going to enjoy it, and it was a fun opportunity for me. So, yay!
Cooking up a storm in Christine's kitchen.
In honor of it being Halloween, I thought I'd start things out with mentioning the Good Eats episode we watched last night. He actually made candy corn. Mellow creams, yay! And even though I've resisted making anything with a candy thermometer, I am so tempted to try this to see how much better they are. I usually just like the regular Brock's. They are the perfect ones compared to any of the other ones. Some of them are really super waxy, but these ones are perfect. So I'm not sure. I think maybe next year I will try making my own mellow creams. So I'll link to that recipe in the show notes and you can see what you think. This week I cooked several times. I made gnocchi one night, which I always pronounce incorrectly. I have to really force myself to say it the right way. And then another night I made brothy soup, which is just basically, I'll take whatever vegetables I have on hand, saute them up in a little olive oil, add some chicken broth and some water, and then once it's cooked down a little bit, put in tortellini or whatever has been on sale at Safeway that week. I really like the little itsy bitsy raviolis that Rising Moon Organics has. And yeah, you have to find them at Whole Foods or somewhere special like that. But whenever I see them, I get them and stick a package in the freezer because they work really well in soup because they're not too big and it goes really nicely with whatever veggies or sometimes we'll put veggie meat. This last week we put sausage crumbles from Morningstar, and that gave it some really nice extra oomph to it. And I served it with polenta and cottage cheese, and that makes for a nice dinner. I'm also going to be linking to a recipe for sugar cookies. These are the cardamom sugar cookies, which I made for the podcasters when I went down to Flock and Fiber. And I put crystallized ginger and cardamom in a regular sugar cookie recipe. And I did a really light drizzle of a powdered sugar glaze with orange food coloring. So they would make a really nice fall cookie treat for even over the holidays. I think these would be a really nice basic cookie to share with other people, especially with the unique flavor of the cardamom. Cardamom is new to me. I hadn't tried it until I watched Artie's Party, which is a new show on Food Network. She's the star of the next Food Network star, and she cooks Indian food, but in an Americanized way. And really some interesting things that I wanted to try. So to try these cardamom sugar cookies, I'll link to them in the show notes. Along those same lines, I watched another Food Network show this week, $10 Dinners with Melissa D'Arabian, who's another Next Food Network star winner. And she made apple crumble with cardamom vanilla caramel sauce. It sounds so good. So I didn't have the ingredients to make a caramel sauce, so I made apple crisp, and I took some caramels, just the little cubes, and cut them up and put those on top of the apples, and then put my normal apple crispy stuff on the top with oatmeal and flour and brown sugar and butter. And I added cardamom, and I put that on top and baked it. And it was delicious. What a good idea. So I'll link to Melissa D'Arabian's recipe. Even though I modified it quite a bit, it was an inspiration to me. And watching food shows, I don't always find something that I'm excited about, but obviously this week I was inspired. Christine seriously geeks out. For this week's geeky segment, I have definitely been doing a lot of geeky things, staring at my computer and getting my sites ready for an overhaul. Lots of tweaking to CSS, and I love having the Edit CSS extension in my Firefox because I can just edit it live and then paste the style sheet changes into my template. And it's so gratifying to see things instantly change, and really makes me feel like a coding goddess of some sort. It kind of makes me happy that I was a web designer before a knitting designer, because all of these skills come in so handy for my site. And I'm constantly wanting to tweak and make things better. So hopefully these changes will last for a long time and I won't need to spend a whole day on trying to figure out what I did wrong and how to fix it, which I may have done last weekend. So I may be a coding goddess, but I'm certainly not a perfect coding goddess. I'll keep trying. For TV watching this week, we got the beginning of the season of Alias for the final season, season 5. And I was so excited last week. And I ended up crying with several episodes. So it has me a little down, but it's still good. And I'm still going to finish watching it. I've got 1.5 discs left, and then I'll be done with it. And that's kind of sad. But I think that I will catch up with Fringe next. We've got the next season sitting here, and then I've been taping the ones from the current season. So I've got that to look forward to. And that still is J.J. Abrams, so still give me some of that good spy adventuriness. I started to catch up on Chuck. I realized I am not a season behind. The ones that I'm taping right now, I could start watching. Oops. So I actually got started on that. It's not a show that Eric really likes. He got tired of these characters pretty quick. So I watch it mostly by myself. But it's still definitely a fun show, and it's a good show for me to do some knitting while Eric's busy doing something else. But the show I did make Eric sit there while I caught up on was Hawaii Five-0. I had watched the first episode of the season, and I liked it, but I just kind of set it aside because there were so many other things going on, and so I just had continued to tape it, but I hadn't watched any of the others. Oh wow. Some of these are excellent. I am quite impressed with how they have kept the storyline going. And it's fun to watch people like Daniel Dae Kim, who I was telling Eric while we were watching it, I liked him before anybody else did because I liked him on Angel. Nobody ever remembers he was on Angel, but he is great. He's really good in this role, and so is everybody else. It really is a nice group of people, and it really does make me want to go to Hawaii. So I guess Hawaiian Airlines advertising is paying off.
Have you taken a chance to giggle today?
Do you dress geeky? I think I dress geeky. My husband has a lot of shirts that actually are geeky, that say geek or with a big power symbol or whatever. I like to buy him stuff from ThinkGeek, obviously. So that leads into a site that Sister Diane from Crafty Pod linked in her Twitter feed, and it's called What Would a Nerd Wear? It's whatwouldanerdwear.blogspot.com. And this girl goes through and posts pictures of what she wears. And it's not really that geeky, but it was kind of a cool sight, and I've definitely added her to my Twitter feed so that I can see when she posts. It's fun to see what people combine together. I don't know that I always combine the right things, but I'm definitely trying more in the fashion area than I have in the past. This week, I posted on Flickr that I was a knitting superhero because I was all decked out in my knitted goods and I tied them up with a little belt and felt all fancy. So several times when I was getting dressed this week, I thought of the idea of costumes and knitting and Halloween, and if I was to be dressed up for Halloween, what would I want to be? And just all of that had me thinking of other ways to put my stuff together, just my normal knitted items in an interesting and costumey way. This morning, I actually put a purple streak in my hair, just a fake one, as opposed to the pink ones that are real on the other side. And even though we were just going to breakfast, it made me feel all fancy. We don't have pumpkins this year, but I did get a candle, Yankee Candle, and it's the candy corn flavor. It smells so good. I have it burning on my desk right now, and I probably will keep it going for the rest of the evening, so that Eric can enjoy when he comes home from his gaming too. It ties in nicely with my theme, doesn't it?
Next time on an all new episode of Yarnings.
So, if you're new to podcasts, you might not notice that there is an enhanced option on this podcast where you can see the little images that I'm added to each section. If you go into iTunes, there is an option that comes up when you start a podcast that says chapters on the menu bar, and it will show you each section of my podcast with the images. And if I've chosen to put a link to something directly there, that is also available. So, if you're listening with iTunes or on your iPod, iPhone, the newer ones have the option to see these chapters. So, that's the enhanced option for our podcast. So, if you take a chance to look at that for the first time, let me know what you think. See if that's helpful to you. I like organizing so much that it's helpful to me as I'm putting it together to drag everything together and drag some pictures to make it all make sense. So, hope you enjoy that. For next week's podcast, we'll be a little less launchy and a little more apple-y. You can figure out what you think that means, and I'll look forward to telling you all about it. You can find the show notes and all of the info at yarningspodcast.com. There's a link in the sidebar to add us in iTunes and also to the Ravelry group where you can join us for some conversation. I'm Christine with a K on Ravelry and KDLB on Twitter if you want to follow me around during the week. Thanks for joining me, and that's the story.